CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Nectar, that's what's been missing. Missing in your instant coffee, new instant Chasen Sanborn has pure coffee nectar.
The pure coffee nectar. This is the richness that's been lost from instant coffees. But new instant Chasen Sanborn captures pure coffee nectar in every flavor crystal. Get new instant Chasen Sanborn.
Oh, after I get back to the office, Crenshaw wanted to see me.
Uh-huh. Aunt Effie, don't you want some applesauce?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Yes, as I said, Crenshaw called me into his office, see, and he said... Anyhow, Crenshaw said, well, Piper,
Betsy, take your elbows off the table and sit up straight. Will you speak to her, dear? Speak to her.
Take your elbows off the table and sit up straight.
Why did I get the dinkiest pork chop?
There are more in the kitchen. You never eat what I do give you.
Somebody ought to finish up the string beans. No sense saving a dab like that.
More milk.
More milk what?
More milk, Mommy.
More milk, please.
More milk, please.
I'll get it. You sit still here.
Why, dear.
Well, I'm sorry. It's the only way I can get the floor. Well, of course, I forgot what I was going to say now. But anyhow, I do want to remind you that after dishes are done, we are going to start our music appreciation.
What?
Well, I mentioned it at breakfast, my dear.
But I didn't think you meant tonight. Honey, why don't we put it off? Because I never want to...
We have been putting it off for 9 years, for Pete's sake. Betsy is 9 years old. We wanted her to grow up appreciating good music. Now that I have this excellent stereo, so that the children, as well as all of us, can get the full effect of all the wonderful symphonies...
You mean all that awful stuff you play?
There. Now, you hear that? That is what I mean. And it's all our fault. It's our own fault. Well, you're not going to make that mistake with Bobby. Now, I'm telling you. Now, I want everyone in the living room at 7 o'clock sharp.
All right, dear.
All right, now, come on. Come on, everybody.
What?
Where in blazes is everybody?
Well, darling, I had to finish the dishes, but I'm through now. Aunt Effie went upstairs. She said she'd be right down.
Well, where's Betsy? I went outside and I yelled for her.
She went down to Susie's to tell her she couldn't come down.
Boy, I tell you, kids, look, she couldn't use the phone to call Susie
no,
and tell
dear,
her?
No, you were using it, so she had to go down there. Anyhow, she promised to be back by 7. Don't worry, she'll be here. I told her how important her daddy thought it was that she begin to appreciate good music.
Well, don't you think it is?
Yes, dear, I do. But somehow, when we try music evenings or... Like last year, we were going to study languages. Somehow it always fizzles out.
That is because we just don't follow through. Probably my fault more than anybody else's. I just get worn out trying to round up everybody.
No. Aunt Effie!
Yes, dear. Be right down. I'm just finishing this letter to Alvin.
You see what I mean? Now, where's Bobby? Bobby, he was sitting right here not a half a minute ago in the middle of the living room playing with the block.
All right, just lower your voice. Bobby!
She's up here with me.
Come on. Will you both of you come on down?
Of course, I don't think Bobby will get much out of a symphony, dear.
Bobby likes music. Well, he really does. And look, he will absorb the various things we play so that when he grows up, he'll remember and recognize
them.
Yes,
Think I should phone Betsy, Elwin?
No, look, Aunt Effie and Bobby aren't down here anyhow. What is that?
What? I better turn on the outside lights for Betsy. Now it's gotten dark. Now, what is what?
What's this enormous yellow plastic dishpan sitting on the floor filled with water? Well, what is it?
Oh, Aunt Effie bought that today. It's for her feet.
For what?
She's going to soak her feet.
Soak her feet?
Yes, she said she had to soak her feet tonight or she'd never get into her good shoes tomorrow for Myra's luncheon.
What isn't... Soaking one's feet, something one does in privacy?
You absolutely insisted that she be here with us for this music appreciation hour. That's why I said, did we have to do it tonight? Because poor Aunt Effie said her feet were killing her. And I feel guilty because she stood all day ironing our clothes.
Why didn't she sit down to iron?
Well, said she can't iron sitting down. I suggested it. So, since she was doing something for us, just ignore it.
I will try. But it's certainly hard on one's aesthetic sensibilities to enjoy the beauty of a Brahms symphony while somebody's paddling their bare feet in a bright yellow tub.
It's all in the family, anyhow. And I don't think Aunt Effie would do it at Carnegie Hall.
She might! Aunt Effie, anything is possible, I'm telling you. She might even do it at Carnegie Hall.
Well, boy,
we're off to a great start. Look, nobody here.
Well, we are. What'd you plan to put on tonight, dear? Play.
Ah, well, if they ever get here. I thought we would do Brahms.
Brahms.
Yeah, Symphony No. 1 in C minor.
Mm-hmm, very nice.
Yeah, and I thought we'd read a little bit about his life, you know, in the back of the album here, then something about the symphony itself.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
There isn't anything on there about Brahms, that other man's wife, is there? I mean, I don't think the children, you know, should be.
What are you talking about?
Didn't Brahms go to visit some famous composer and fall in love with that man's wife?
Oh, you're thinking of Robert Schumann. I mean, Brahms knew them very well. Yeah, I mean, Clara Schumann, you see, was a brilliant pianist.
And she and Brahms fell in love.
No, they did not. They were just close friends. It was purely platonic.
Huh?
Now, what do you mean, huh?
Well, you know as well as I do,
they were
him.
Brilliant artists.
Well, I don't think much of a man who is a guest at another man's home and then makes a play for his wife.
But Pete Saint-Lo was 100 years ago. If anything, it was simply colorful and romantic. Aunt Effie! Bobby, come on, will you?
I don't know why it's so romantic, just because they've been dead for years and years. It's no different, really, than Mr. Fraley across the street making eyes at that Mrs. Bumgardner. Nobody thinks that's very romantic. Mr. Bumgardner's furious, and I personally think she is making a fool of herself.
Well, they're not brilliant artists, either.
You mean you can do anything you want to do if you're brilliant and famous?
No,
is that what you think?
Well, I certainly wouldn't compare Clara Schumann to Mrs. Baumgartner.
Oh, here comes Betsy, the drive-in. Honey, don't say anything in front of her about, you know, Brahms and Clara Schumann.
Oh, honey, honest, I love you.
Did I say?
I did.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't Daddy say 7 o'clock sharp?
Look, she's here. Now, if we're listening to good music, everybody ought to be in a good mood.
I'm sorry, Daddy. I didn't have my watch on.
Oh, all right. Now, sit down. Aunt Effie!
Yes, Bobby and I are on our way down right now.
No, Betsy. Don't sit over there on the window seat.
I'm all right, Daddy. I like it here. How long is this going to last?
Betsy, come sit over here by me now. Right now.
Why?
Because when you listen to stereophonic sound, which has two speakers, you have to sit back, you know, away from them, in the middle, to get the full effect.
I bet I can hear the music from here.
Sit over here!
Here.
Well, I... Sit over here.
Oh, gee, how long is this going to last? I've got homework!
Then you should have done it instead of going to Susie's. Right now, we're having music appreciation. Which is homework, too, and something which you will benefit from all your life. Now, Daddy is doing this for you.
So you just sit up and you take that look off your face, you hear? Because
well, here we are.
All right. At last. Now, don't anybody leave me.
No, we're all here.
You can sit right there, Aunt Effie.
Oh, no. You can have that chair. I'm going to sit over here.
Please, Aunt Effie. To get the full effect of the stereo.
Why are you running around your bare feet, Aunt Effie?
Oh, except she's going to soak her feet.
Yes, that's why I want to sit over here. I'll hear the music fine.
Soak her feet? In the living room?
It's all right, Betsy.
Gee, you never let me even take
it. It's all right. Daddy, will you begin, please?
Thank you. All right, now, please. Tonight, we're all going to listen to the Symphony No. 1 in C minor by Johannes Brahms, one of the world's truly great composers. And it is interesting to note...
No, Bobby, that's for Aunt Effie. I probably better take it.
Bobby, come here, dear. Come here.
Look, that is Aunt Effie's footbed. You cannot sail your boat in Aunt...
Bobby, now you just stop that. Daddy's going to play music.
Oh, let him sail the boat if it'll keep him quiet. Bobby!
No, I don't believe in giving in to him, Aunt Effie.
It's all right. Come on, Bobby. Put your little sailboat back in, but you cannot play with it. Just watch it. That's right.
Just watch the boat.
Now,
Daddy's going to play music.
Music, Daddy. Find
it. Daddy's going to read something first.
Now, hurry, dear.
Here, it's interesting to note that of all the symphonies that Brahms composed...
I'm sorry, Daddy, but the sailboat looks so funny sitting around Aunt Effie's feet.
It is It is interesting to note that of the symphonies that Brahms...
Daddy, play music!
Maybe you'd better just, you know, play it.
No, I am determined to do this the right way. And come, you know what, or high water, I am going... Now, that figures, that figures. Now, who could that be?
Yeah, all right. Oh, it looks like your boss's car out there.
Oh, yes, I can see Mr. Cranshaw on the porch. And
Mrs. Cranshaw.
Oh, my heavens, Betsy. Hand me the towel.
Greg, that pan of water. That pan of water. And get it out of here. Hurry. No, it's heavy. I'll get it.
Put on your tie and your coat. I'll get the water. Hurry.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Still lots of mighty good weather for going places, all sorts of places where fall is on display or about to be in most parts of the nation. And when you go, go with radio, the true friend that follows along at a convenient distance, keeping you up with the news of the world, bringing you music and song to make your trip lighthearted. And, of course, when you go with CBS Radio tuned in, you're going with CBS News at your beck and all current history at your call. One of the big Sunday listening treats at your ear when you go with CBS Radio is Gunsmoke. This coming Sunday's Gunsmoke will pick up with the return of Marshall Dillon to Dodge City after a week away on business. In 1 week, Dodge has fallen in fear to a fast gunman, giving Dillon the choice of routing him out or knuckling under to the desperado's fast guns and faster tongue. Listen in when Gunsmoke brings you another thrilling yarn of the Old West on the program that still leads the rest for action. Gunsmoke, Sundays on CBS Radio.
Well, one thing, your boss and his wife didn't stay too long, did they, Daddy?
Betsy, will you get out of the way while we try to mop up the water? Aunt Effie, there's some more dry cloths in the bottom drawer.
Do you think Mrs. Cranshaw was mad, Daddy?
Betsy, why don't you go up to your room and do your homework?
I don't want to miss anything.
Well, I trust the thrilling part of the evening is over.
You shouldn't be kneeling down on this soggy carpet, dear. That's your good suit. Honey, dear, I'll mop up.
Now, what does it matter now? What does anything matter?
Why didn't Mrs. Cranshaw want to take off her wet clothes and put on something of yours, Mommy? Like you said she could?
I don't know, Betsy. Go up and do your homework, please.
Do you think Mrs. Cranshaw was really mad about it, Daddy? She looked mad, even if she did smile when she said goodbye.
Yes, I think she was really mad about it. And I think she had a right to be mad about it. I think anybody who walks into somebody's front door and immediately has a tub of water thrown in her face by the hostess...
I tripped on Bobby's sailboat. I was carrying the water, trying to get it out of sight. I tripped and the tub just flew up.
Oh, no. Now, let's start that again. It was an accident that could have happened to anybody. And there's no use crying over spilled water. Well,
give me a call.
Here's some dry cloth.
Yes.
Frankly, I just put the little electric heater on here in the hall. It'll dry the carpet quicker than anything.
Yeah, I suppose I've got to get some of the water up before it soaks in too much. Why do you suppose the Cranshaws just dropped in? They have never done it before. Never.
I haven't the slightest idea. As I opened the door trying to keep them from seeing Aunt Effie racing upstairs in her bare feet. They walk in, and Mrs. Cranshaw just starts to say, "We just happened to be in the neighborhood." Wham! You heave the water in her face. And Bobby shrieked with laughter because he thought it was so funny. And
Bobby guess they do it again, Mommy.
Yes, which was a big help, I must say.
Oh, dear.
I was upstairs. I didn't even know what had happened. When I rushed down, saw Mrs. Cranshaw looking like a drowned rat.
Oh, dear, Betsy, go do your homework so you can get to bed.
All right. And, Daddy, I like music appreciation night. They're all as exciting as this.
Oh, boy, heaven forbid. All right. Go on now. Do your homework.
Do it again, Mom.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.